How about different kinds of owls that you remember?
Owl?
Yeah.
Well, there's the, yeah, what they call a hoo owl. Monkey called a hoo hoo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the screech owl. He's the one that has that funny call, you know. And people think that if a screech owl hollers close to your place, it brings you dead. There's a superstition, you know, about that. And then they have the great horn owl, but we don't have them here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the hoo owl and the...
And how about the bird that pecks a hole in wood?
Woodpecker, yeah. Uh-huh. We still have them.
I think we...
They have red head, you know.
Yes. I think I mentioned to you some time ago when we were talking about people being called peckerwoods.
Yeah. I think that's the designation of his name, Simple, or something like that. They say, well, he's as dumb as a peckerwood. The name Woodpecker, that I don't want to say it backwards, but they do.
And did you ever hear of these big owls going after chickens?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they really did?
Yes, they catch them.
Uh-huh.
The hoo owl, the screech owl, I don't know whether they did or not.
Yes. What would your parents call all those things that used to go after weasels and hoot owls and everything that would go after chickens? What would they call them? Foxes?
Well, they call them varmints. Of course, the bird wasn't the varmint. The fox was, yes. And they, yeah, they catch chickens too.
The animal that smells bad when you scare him?
No, the skunk.
Skunk. And what kind of squirrels do you have?
Well, I have the gray squirrel and the red, kind of red squirrel. I guess what they call the fox. There's one they call the fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that's the red one. The gray one's what I've always been used to seeing, you know. They make good meat, you know, squirrel. Well, however, I like rabbit meat better.
Do you?
Yeah, but I'd be afraid to eat it now. People would get poisoned some way or another, you know, have that rabbit fever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know way back, it was in the winter of 36, there came a deep drifting snow where people couldn't work much. And me and the boys had put on the boots, you know, the rabbit hunting. Well, we had rabbit that winter, so I almost got tired of it. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And they got where some of them, all they'd say would just be the hind legs, you know, the biggest, meatiest part of the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that meat.
Did you ever eat any frogs?
No, but they tell me the bullfrog's hind legs are the most delicate meat you ever tasted. I've never eaten any.
What other kind of frogs do you have? I noticed in one of your articles there you mentioned a frog that was singing to forecast rain.
Oh yeah, that's a tree frog.
It's
out on dry land, you know, and he'll make a sound, you know, that, I don't know, well, it's just his crocodile kind of croaking or croak or chorus voice. Well, he's supposed to be forecasting rain. And then there's a rain crow, a bird, and I've been in the field chopping cotton, and it would be so hot, you know, and knee dry, knee rain, and the rain crow, he'd be out there in the thicket somewhere just crow, just with his croaking, his coarse voice cry too. And they'd say, well, the old rain crow says it's going to rain. And sometimes his prophecy sure didn't hold good. Those things, I don't know, those signs, people didn't read it. Now that's one thing that's triple people of some section of the country know. I don't know whether that's everywhere or not. I think that's one of the way that they designate Southerners as being ignorant, you know.